Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Of worship, because we know you will do what you will do. We have come into no presence of any man, we have come into your presence that the curses from our mother's side and our father's side and our family shall be broken, and the stronghold in our homes shall be destroyed. We worship you because you are an awesome God. Have you not said it, and will you not bring it to pass? We thank and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you clapping? Are you shouting? Are you celebrating? Come on. Please be seated. Tell the person next to you, it was good you came to Midnight Cry. As you all know, Midnight Cry is not the normal, usual, all-night service. This is just prayer, worship, and deliverance. And we've been praying since 10 o'clock to this time. And we've been worshiping the Lord. I believe you are here for a reason. And the reason why you are here, God will not bypass it. No, he won't. He will meet you at the point of your need. Someone say, I receive it three times. I'm I'm trusting God that even as we enter to the next session, that curse that have come over your home, the stronghold that is holding you back, the reason why you are not progressing, the Lord shall break that curse. Family curse, ancient curses, curses from generation, and you know nothing about. No fault of yours. The Lord shall show us mercy. I say the Lord shall show us mercy. Because by the end of this year, something must shift in your life. The Lord shall turn you around. And so many people will see you and they wonder, who is this? This is Ajua from Abelegbe. That the Lord has turned around. Give the Lord a shout and a clap offering. I just gave the prophet a week notice that will you come to the midnight cry and bless us, break curses and things. He said, why not? I'll come. And we've been getting ready from 2 a.m. for him, and he just arrived. I will not take any more time. Please help me welcome the original prophet, the voice of the nation, the prophet of God, speaking to masses, Odro.
Hallelujah. Come on, see him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. That was a very powerful, intense worship. And the worship alone is a massive key and a weapon that opened the heavens and the presence of God for the impossible to turn into a possibility. Can I hear good amen? Let us pray. And Father, we honor you for your love, your grace, and mercy. We are asking for your hand of blessing for this session in the name of Jesus the Christ. Have your way. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You may be seated in God's presence. Allow me to thank the Lord for my fathers, Papa Stephen Stanley, for the honor. I'm so grateful. I told Papa, it is always a blessing to join you for especially Midnight Cry, because this particular session is for people, generals in the faith who travel. We do not come because a superstar is appearing, but we come to intercede, we come to pray, we come to invest prayer into the realms of the Spirit. Say amen. I want to honor God for my mothers. The Lord bless you so much for this privilege and opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, you can help me as I applaud them, please. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. There is a scripture that typifies our theme for this morning, and it's 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, I think. Before I read you 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 rather, verse number 4, 2 Corinthians the 10th chapter, the 4th verse. The Bible said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, very popular scripture, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and high and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Verse number 6 speaks of a revelation that we cannot touch tonight. But allow me, it is not a preaching or a teaching or a presentation of a thesis or anything. I just wanted us to pick up a scripture so that we can continue with this session. That means that there is a warfare. There is a fight. There is an antagonistic event or occurrence in the realm of the spirit that believers are dealing with. And so when you read Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse number 14, the Bible says, arise and fight for your mothers, your wives, your marriages. There is a fight. Get up to the fight. Nehemiah was very clear on that fight. It is a need to wake up and fight. At the moment, ladies and gentlemen, I come to a realization that so many people in the church, talking about the body of Christ, so many people have gone into a deep sleep. Deep sleep. The sleep is deep. And it is a sleep that if you are not careful, you will not recognize. It's a sleep of delusion. It's a sleep of discouragement. It's a sleep of the fate of many becoming very cold. It's a sleep of backsliding. And the backsliding is very sophisticated and very nice. So if you are not careful, you will not see it. You know, but it's a deep sleep. Yeah, it's a very deep sleep. It's a sleep to the point that, you know, faith is very frail and weak as I'm speaking to you right now. It's a sleep that I've run through even the pulpit. It is not only in the pew. It is a deep sleep. The sleep only comes to activation when it comes to the things of God. We are energized for every other thing except for the things of God. When it comes to God and his things, the sleep is activated. Bibia, we are fine with it. Work, you know, related, cash related, project progression, you know, related. We are okay with it. You know, we haven't family, whatever, you know, in Kweu, Yekurumu, places, everything is fine. You know, for example, in the recent Easter, Kweu is fine. You know, anywhere, beach, swimming, having fun and all that is cool, it's okay. But immediately we declare, God, that sleep comes into effect. And I'm in failure, sorry. Because here no power. We don't feel it. You know, and that is why, honestly, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I am very much amazed to see all of you here in the presence of God. I am amazed. And you may sorry, baby, go. And it's a deep sleep. Pass it. And you may be sorry. So be sorry. I call you may be sorry. Well, I pass. Oh, God, it better. That's where we are now. It's a deep sleep. Jesus was talking about this in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 28. He said, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. He typified the parable from verse number 24. And when he started talking about the parable, he said, the kingdom of God shall be likened unto a man that planted a vineyard and planted good seed in his vineyard. But when men slept, the enemy sowed tares among the good seed. Another, a BSC. And yet, you know, when I say the things of God, preaching, prayer, fasting, waiting upon the Lord, giving, and all that, tithing, oh my God, there is a deep sleep. There is a deep sleep. I was telling my wife, I said to her, I said, you know, in the next 5 years, giving will be a problem in church. in the next 5 years given will be a huge problem in church. I said to her, if any church that is waiting for tithes and offerings to come in, 5 years there is going to be a deep famine. Because sleep or not, it's not going to go over any moment from now. Many people are discouraged. It came from the COVID-19 lockdown, Nimu, and all that kind of thing. Yeah, it came from there, because this pandemic was something that crippled the church more than any other entity. We don't want to talk about it, but that is the truth. It crippled governance, finances, government, true. But church, it crippled. Adeyi is against numbers and gathering. Numbers and gathering. Yeshua, the Bible said, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. Look at how families are seated here. Father, children, mother, you know, gathered together. Husband, wife, seated together. And the whole, you know, pandemic is saying, we saw weddings, you know, in the pandemic with people wearing masks, kissing. Now, you had a mask, they kiss you. The enemy acquired them. You had a mask, they kiss you. There was, you know, an occurrence where a husband returned from work and the wife could not open the door for him. There was an occurrence in London. And the children are downstairs. They cook and they climb the stairs and push the food to them. And when they finish eating, they can't bring the plates down. So for 14 days, they kept pushing plates up. One day, the children said, Mom, the plates are finished. And what do you know? But you need to eat two more, Mama. It's up to you. This was the way, Papa, the famine began. Famine, you know, it started with faith and conviction. And then it was slowing down. The intensity of the investment of prayer, dedication, devotion before the Lord, commitment to the things of God, to the work of God, to, you know, and those things, you know, and the sleep has intensified. They say, Corona, anybody on my, anyone call lockdown, they see no one on my. It's the truth. I don't know what has revealed too many things like this pandemic. Husband, wife, beyond my name, Uniabo Teresa. Lockdown, it to me, my heat back. Heat, let's see. See, I didn't have before, now I didn't have before. You know, I give God the glory that I'm just telling you practical stuff that is going on around all of us. Husband and wife who used to pray together, fast together, now does not permit us to do that. It is with the body and media. Yeah, the body and mebomi the body and mebomi the 1 year, 2 years, now 2.5 years. It's in Bible ni intimi mumu. If the drew a sorry anaya, yes, be biya ye kama, badiri anya kama. I have seen too many crazy things within this 2.5 years. Too many. Then I realized that the enemy is also sowing tears. Yeah, you need a break believing God. The enemy is also sowing tears. Test. It will be brave on who has seen this 2.5 years and you're normal. An enemy did it. An enemy did it. Let me say, what try what the baby pa? What time for need to be treated at the gym? At the papa. Satan, the kind of fight that is going on, it doesn't know what to do. Ako school, abo degree, it doesn't know so warfare. Attack the nimsa we suffer. A nimsa we suffer, mame. A nimsa we sorry penny. It goes everywhere. You know when I entered, I said, my God, this is a militant church, militia men and women that are not waiting for the weather, for the nice, conducive, convenience, comfortability. These are people believing God for things to happen. Oh, amen. Amen. Can't you nip every room? You see people in church who are suffering problems. Oh, don't be deceived by nice car, nice makeup, nice. A nipan would dry warm. I yam makeup, but who gano? I'm telling you. Yeah, bomb pie and a papa leading a binum kuta mic normal. A name of treatment say. When we could have my go be on my wall, Lady Papa, now who giant, oh, now who giant a chain, one way genuine, hoodie. You pump giant on the view. Once I saw the young Casano, I saw the young Casano because of GD and Omni Adienti. All the time we want to put up a brief, leave my label, shut up. As soon as we soon, yeah, what about ye? I am a mama's way now, I didn't could add a side here. You pump giant, to the point and say, we'll be to me coaching on a cylinder in the name of everything woman. Gas, yes, everything. A bank when you know, Fiani, this is you were so dear. I would try no, a bino, no, I would try a bino, no, Quabrani to me coaching on the meter. You were so dear. The swarm, a mummy, a mimita yins, a mimita yins, and I'm afraid. Everybody, a doom can hear what she ain't mean them. I would drive a more system, Nima, who drive up a system. I would drive a system, and this is what I am telling wives. This is where you need to be extra nice. I'm telling Christian women, you are a daughter of Zion. This is the time to put on your kindness. Hey! Yanuma Sheja! Utra ube jukuno. Asempa na mikachiro. Personal efabebia. Efabebia. I've been telling the young ladies recently, I said, if you are a Christian woman that is married, I'm telling you, this is the time to be extra attractive. What do you move for hallelujah and kata kata ni emasu? I'm on fire, wadu. Na, so you say, woman, when you say, you know, he didn't wear wabon, tino dos, and you woman, so do a mwe wira asurim. Yeah, it is your bemnon soon, Nemuyaba, Leleba, Shandadaba, especially to say, yeah, we have a church where people come and kneel down at the altar and say, oh, yeah, and assistant Sudim, you know. On a swab and kneel it down, and yeah, worship, bring in a year, boss, woman, woman, yeah, yeah, on Sudin, Indian, Nemo, that Nemo. Aye, so sister, nyame omo ne so boa. O boa. Because we'll be having an agenda. I'm telling you, I tell the Christian women, this is where you bring the big guns out. This aduane wonnim yesuaye fasi table so. Because the men, I'm telling you, say say nipa cry share to the point to say so what then ho ka okra no ehu ya ye. The award dream and ya get them or dream a quiet this cabbage tables. It is Nippon of first, you know. Yes, so be nice to your husband, you know, and be affectionate to your husband. Say, husband, I could have affection one pet or fat plan or fat plan. It is what do you do? This is where you become loving, sweet, and kind. This is that we are not only praying, we are watching and pray. Who grew? I mean, you must make So I tell the women, be kind. Nice food, nice reception. Create an atmosphere. Hi, sweetheart, love. And I was saying, you know, we were dreaming. I was thinking about you. This is the time everybody wants to hear loving words. I'm thinking about you whole day and all that. I don't know why I was so mindful of you. You know, I just love you. My love for you is broken out, and I just can't wait just to set my eyes on you and to lay hands on you. And all that. This is where you need to visit it. You know, when you look at the letters that are written in America and UK, that kind of letters, Mr. Udro say, we give you 14 days to make payment, or we send bailiffs to your house, or debt collectors, or we take you to court. If you have made payment in recent time, ignore this letter. Dear Kofi Udro say, by the lifting of the weather, the brightness of the sun, the elation of the atmospheric infusion, it has given me the privilege to write you this delightful letter. How are you doing? You know, and this is where, you know, when we were writing those little notes in school, when I see your eyes, it is like the brimstone of the sulfuric atmosphere. This is where you need to be nice. I'm telling you, sometimes prophetic ministration is not calling out people's names and speaking to them prophetically. Sometimes prophetic ministration is therapeutic. Like what I'm telling you, it brings and submits to you to close the loopholes. Sometimes prophetic ministrations are also like that. This is the time to be very nice. This is the time that plates in only chance in omni utensils in omni cutlery no with the ego am a call war. No, this is the time to pull them out, because minimum who walk my world by best now. Yeah, what is her name? And not me, I'm you, Kuno. No, but you are about your idea. No, not the serve plates and who are teaching any and who are pony any glasses and who are pony pony and no and I had the mommy. Why, partner, what did you good them on a channel? This is the time to bring them out. Nice napkins, nice serviette, nice stuff. Set the table. And then, after you've done, we've had dinner and all that. Middle, let me refresh just a little very quickly and all that. This is the time to forget about Igbepioto. This is the time to honestly make my carry. There, how? My carry. Enemy, yes, I be beautiful. You know, yeah. Elastic here. You know, Mimi Shabi, contest. I know school for many years. Shabi, you know, we shout him and say, and no, you know, yeah, teacher, be bro, why? The near machine. Cock and Oko, you know, it will not fall down. One way, we are scour, sudden, and no more tie. Yeah. This is the time to pull out the nice Nigerians, bring them out. Yeah. And this is not the time I use so much my brain. No! This is the time that my sister is human. This is the time to nicely dress with fragrance, you know, cedarwood, underwood, patchouli, lilies, musk. This is the time to bring the orchids. This is the time nicely and catch the ugunu say sheso bako sheso. What they say, but asem pana make chelo. Because Obi Dinisisi Kurosu say Kim. Midnight prayer and you started 10. Ubedu Hasses. I'm telling you. Ubedu Hasses. Ye nyanka. Ye bumpan ye jina kura ye jina usi. No. Because Ubi diako da bone. I'm telling you the truth. This is the time to be a daughter of Zion. I'm telling you, Be nice and take hold of that which belongs to you. Yeah. If the strong man binds his own house, the Bible said his goods shall be in peace. And so in this midnight cry, in the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we want to secure the gates. Gates. Not for the enemy to trespass. An enemy, like Jesus said in Matthew 13:20, an enemy has done this. Uncle, why in the world in the town for? Why in the world in the town for? Why in the world in the town for? Strange happenings. January to this month, April, I have seen strange things. Husband beating wife, wife beating husband, this killing that, that dying mysteriously, visited accident, finally causing. An enemy is at work. An enemy is at work. And I thank God for you getting that deep understanding. The reason is because life in Accra, living in a cosmopolitan area, is not easy. It's not easy. Nice car, nice house, but Amugan is serious. If I ask a Christian, when do you pray? What time do you really make time for God? You wake up at 4:30, sometimes 4, 5 a.m. You are rushing out. And so devotion does not even last for 10 minutes. And within that, we are done. We rush in. We go into work. You go, you drop off the children. You go to work. You get somebody to pick them up. And then by the time you are coming home, traffic, sometimes you come through church, go home, and all that. And so by the time you get home, you are tired. I'm asking, when do you pray? When do you pray? Yeah, because one way sound or omomre. They are full-time. The enemy works plan on a full-time. So when do you pray? So this meeting is integral. It's very extremely necessary. We have made time to be able to intercede and to cover our own family. It's a serious time. We can't joke with it. We can't joke with it. Whilst we are here, the enemy is also orchestrated. There are strongholds. Oh, man, there are strongholds. I went to our hometown. I was speaking to a particular family. And then I looked at the trend. Blindness in the family. From grandfathers, great-grandfathers, downwards to... And now the people who are heads of the family, the guy that was the head of the family is blind. The Odinachi is blind. I said, this is a stronghold. Woman soon one back as a BBI, a stronghold, BBI, a stronghold. When you have Franunka Wanuntum and Serena Messuomubu stronghold, Nimfri was so. They are rather the people that are going to argue. And so, with all the prayers you have made in this place, this is what I put in conclusion, and we start our ministration. Ladies and gentlemen, please, in the name of Jesus, let your prayer, your worship, your faith, your offering, and you being here, create a formidable fight back in the presence of God by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that the moment you leave here, the enemy is not permitted into your space. In Jesus' name, that you are preserved in your incoming, preserved in your outgoing, your finances are preserved, your marriage is preserved. There is an immunity that God grants you in your incoming and outgoing, and that everything that concerns you from now until the end of this year, you shall be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, the top only and not the bottom. The Lord will watch over his word to perform it. Every prophetic word hanging on your head, I declare in the name of Jesus, a quick supernatural manifestation in the name of Jesus. Every evil pronouncement, every curse that have been pronounced, we neutralize it by your prayer in the name of Jesus. I declare every evil dream that has become a stronghold, may God arise. Let his enemies scatter. In the name of Jesus. Every stronghold that scatters when you gather, from today, it shall not be so. From today, the effort of the enemy shall be disconfected in the name of Jesus the Christ. May grace surround you. Grace surround you in the name of Jesus the Christ. My prayer is when they gather together, conspiring against you, especially your children, oh, may God scatter. May God scatter. They brought a young lady by the name Juan recently to our prayer meeting at the Achimota Girls Guide. And then they showed me a picture of the young lady. Young lady, like 31, 32 years. They showed me a picture. This lady graduated with first class from KNUSD. But when I look at the picture and I look at the lady, it was two different things. Immediately she graduated, Ghana Airports Company Limited employed her, gave her a car, and paid her well. That girl is too sharp. One day they went somewhere, Ubinim nearby, pitting stronghold to be upon the young lady. You won't believe what I just said. The moment the lady got up from let us say Obia when yani nemna or kasa. Any oka say Adiana ibi to say dambi stai bi. A jumemo has taken her out. Cause we are the other we are the no aba. The mother cries like a mad woman. When stronghold strikes, this is why Jesus said, pray always that ye enter not into temptation. And so this is a journey of faith where you cannot relax. I pray in the name of Jesus, if there is any hanging or pending danger, may God breathe his breath in the name of Jesus upon that kind of pending danger. If there is any conspiracy whatsoever that is pending, may the Lord swallow it up in victory. In the name of Jesus, may the rebuke of Almighty God arise in your favor. In the name of Jesus, any pending danger, in Jesus' name we rebuke it. Mark chapter 9, Jesus said, this kind goeth not. And when he rebuked the deaf and dumb spirit, the Bible said, and when the people saw Jesus coming, you know, they ran towards him. And Jesus rebuked. Demonic spirits are not to be entertained. They are to be rebuked. Tiawam. I'm telling you. Stronghold. Any attack on anybody's finances, I declare in the name of Jesus, let that hand take off, let that hand break off, let that hand back off in the name of Jesus. Let every cycle, every evil cycle, break off their hold. Let every cyclical attack break off in the name of Jesus. May God give you rest. from this all night, from this midnight cry, may God give you rest in Jesus' precious name. May God put you to peace. May you be at peace in the name of Jesus. May you never struggle internally with anything whatsoever. May God give you tranquility. Yeah, tranquil. Let there be tranquility in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bring you to the place of stability. Stability in the name of Jesus the Christ. Yeah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, may the Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard against him in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, guys. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. Strongholds, chains will break. Oh yeah, chains will break. Chains will break. You are a child of God. You have privileges and rights. Virginia has a CA. I mean, the children of the president have certain privileges. Even to the point that, let's say they are late for a flight, the flight can wait. An excuse can be given. Yeah. Where everybody will kill, they will not. Yeah. There are privileges. Sometimes you are just enjoying the privileges of your father's name. Yeah. My father's children will enjoy certain courtesies when they get to certain places. It is the truth. Let's say that there is a christening. The christening I get will be different from the christening Papa's children will get. People will attend the christening and honor with seats based on my father's credibility, not for the children. Same thing. There are certain privileges that comes to you because you are a child of God, not because of you. You enjoy those privileges. So I am asking God, prove us now that we are your children. Yeah. My children, they tell me, in this house you are not Prophet Dr. Kofi Udru. You are daddy. From their childhood, they have never come with an appointment letter to come and see me. They don't book an appointment. When they were kids, in my prayer room when I am praying, we do not want anybody to disturb. But when they were kids, they just bang the door. They will stamp the door and enter. They don't even ask, you know, or say sorry. They feel it's their right. Yena, and they, we, when we were growing up, we could beg, Mommy, can you please put on the television for me? Naya Beso TV, you know. Ubebana Ubano was a condition. I can deny so. Air flippy channels, Ajia Kunya, the chicken damage. Privileges. Goodbye, Bessel, said Beso TV, man. Why no one, Baba Bessel, so Beso TV, man? Ubeba no one watching your channel. As for a condition, Ninegua Kunyam and Warri TV. You misunderstand why the castle so TV, I know you're near way. I'm a Trimukura. TV, you know this decoder, you to me flip, go here. Privileges. These children, they came with some technological mind. Sometimes you will feature phone, you don't see it, and then you, the only person that will be your, you know, your little boy, come and check this for me, check this. Yeah, then besides, Omo, I know I'm going to see you as I did now. Check him out. They came with a mind. This generation is a different generation. This generation is like four times ahead of their time. I'm afraid to be beside why not catch them? Why not catch us and measure them? It is a different inherent, you know, generation. Now, the point is privileges. And when God blesses you as his child, there are things you will never beg. You don't have to beg. They are your rights. I'm asking the Father tonight or this morning, prove us now that we are your children. Show your people your glory. The only thing that will make people believe, Jesus said something. He said, if they don't see signs and wonders, they will not believe. Jesus. Brother, Iba, na testimony dinechi. Mi mami Iba, na testimony dinechi. Enya uno ube imba itubi. They will follow you. Proof. Proof. When we leave here, let there be a proof. Let there be a proof. Bibi besi wo ukrum. Owe yeso demo. Obi awa ti obi njidazo. The Bible said that God is a killer. Won't he? Nyami kum, nyami ne kum, nyami ne mangwa. I didn't write it. God is a killer. The Lord swallowed a lot of people in the earth. In the days of Korah and Abiram, the Bible said God swallowed them up. By the time they knew they were gone, your two hands are lifted up. You have been praying since. This is the time of our ministration. But before we start our ministration, whilst you are standing close, with your eyes closed and your hands lifted before the Lord, just whisper something you will want to see a week from now. I'm talking about serious manifestation. A week from now. A week from now. Just whisper. Just whisper. Come on. Just whisper. You are a miracle worker. Show your people your power. You are the giver of bread and seed. Show your people your might. You turn situation around. Show us your glory. Do it and do it again. You shall preserve us and lift us from glory to glory. My God, every contract standing before you, every expectation, Father, in the name of Jesus, destinies that need to be elevated. Jesus, show your people your glory. As we are whispering prayer, there is a breeze. I'm not talking about a physical breeze. There is a breeze in the realm of the spirit. Protocol, get ready. You know, God is going to visit everybody, but there will be some 12 people. There is a breeze. Glory of God, presence of God. Thank you, Heavenly King. In the name of Jesus, there is a breeze. There is a breeze. There's a lady due for an operation, and the Holy Spirit is telling me, I have healed you. There will be no operation. Before the operation, they will make another test and you will come out absolutely cleared. I hear the Lord speaking to a couple. I will give you children. I will give you babies. I will give you babies. There is a breeze. There's a breeze. There are 9 young ladies under the reach of the sound of my voice. The Lord is telling me, you cannot give up now, because your miracle is just due. And I see matrimonial inheritance. 9 people. The Lord is telling me, I will fully settle you. I will do it with compensation. I will compensate you for all the years the cankerworm wasted. I will bring you a compensation. Spirit of God is speaking. As you are whispering prayer, miraculously I see a supernatural healing. How can you lift your 2 hands? Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling me, every stronghold will be broken. Every stronghold will be broken. Every stronghold. There will be a total liberation. Look at that, Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, something is breaking off. Breaking off. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Right now, in Jesus' name. Let your supernatural working glory, in the name of Jesus, bring forth your people to the place of rest. In the name of Jesus the Christ. I give you thanks, Heavenly King, right here in the name of Jesus. Every closed door is opening for your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Every closed door is opening from now on to the next midnight cry on the next Friday. Surely there shall be a performance. Surely there will be a performance. Absolutely, there will be a performance. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I give you thanks for your strength and might and for your visitation and anointing. Be exalted, O God. I bless you. Now, I can see in the realm of the spirit, you know, there is this flame I see in the realm of the spirit. Energizing, rekindling, reviving every dormant faith and any kind of lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. There is a stirring. Bless your name, Holy Spirit. Give you thanks. Give you that. Can I have a little oil? Thank you. As he done in a year,
Yeah,
gentleman in, is it a black shirt? Can I tell you something, sir? In the realm of the spirit, I see angels of God carrying a tray full of keys. And the Holy Spirit is revealing to me that it's a particular key they have handed over to you. The moment the service closes, your season begins. An opening beyond your own imagination. This may sound just like, oh, but I'm not guessing. Reverend Elvis Hajiman called me yesterday, was talking to me. He said, Papa, you don't remember me. I said, because I don't think we have met in conversation. He said, 7 years ago, you were in a service at Westlands. We had just started our ministry 2 months before that service. Nobody knew I was a pastor. You picked me from the service and told me. In 7 years, God will show you to the world miracles beyond your own understanding and imagination will come to you. He said, I recorded the word. I tell you, some of the testimonies he shares with me are too strange. Too strange. And he has not met the people. It's an online prayer meeting. And 2 strange miracles happening. The word says, I, the Lord, I will show you to the world. And I will demonstrate my might and sovereignty through you. Ministry will spread like wildfire. 7 years on, it comes to pass. Oh, hear me? The moment the service closes, your season begins. You will see the glory of God powerfully. The lady in the, before I pray for the gentleman, you know, I know we're closing at 4. I'll close on 4. Maybe midnight cry. I'm I'll close. Sudi, can I tell you something? The Lord says, leave the burden for him. He will take care of it. The Lord says, stop bothering yourself. Everybody say, Jaisune, I will a huonia drink drink. He says, I will take care of it. The moment this lady receives the oil, me say, soon somebody me will say, this one can see me as soon as this day. I see angels of God taking off the load from her head. There are some prophetic revelations. Mommy, it does not make sense to anybody except the recipient. That one is one of them. Sister, the Lord says, I will take care of it. Jamame, leave it for me. It was a quiet me, the best one who made you do. Quiet me, I would have made it what a semunua abeda hono. Quiet me, the best one who made you do. Was he Jamano? Leave it for him. Hallelujah. Stretch your 2 hands on the lady. Let's. After this, I will allow you to take a seat and we'll spend 10 more minutes in. And Father, I dedicate this ointment to you and ask in the name of Jesus, let this midnight cry be like the one where Apostle Paul and Silas cried and sang praises unto you and they prayed and the prison was shaking, the doors were opened. The chains were broken. Let doors open. Let chains break. In the name of Jesus, I give you thanks that you are at work. I thank you that you have released your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Zenobi, because of, but I can't say it. Faithful is your God. The storm is over. The pain is over. Yeah, the storm is over. The pain, the fight is over. The struggle has ended. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. You are married and you are trusting God for the blessings of the womb. You can join me here whilst I pray for our brother. There is a lady by the name Gloria. I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I have sent your angel tonight or this morning carrying your parcel. Yeah. Nimana to the close of June. You will be amazed what the Lord. Thank you. Sir, I tell you, you are one of the great people on the list of the Lord. There is a gentleman, you know, a very quick one, and we are off. How are you all? Mohote send Bibi Aboko. Chairman, Brahmi and Gazam. Come. Let me tell you something brief. Who invited you, sir? My name is Untitino. Oh, my name is Untitino. My name relax. And then soon some more. I see in the realm of the spirit that God is opening a prison gate. I'm serious. Mehunu, a prison gate. But the amazing thing is that when the prison gate opened, I saw these gentlemen carrying bag of gold in it. But they were with these bags in the prison. Everybody said, these gentlemen are potential success carriers. But prison bia mushimu, metaphorically, the Lord is breaking that prison gate. You are going free. You are going free. After this morning, your real destiny will come out. Sometimes the Lord just blesses somebody, Papa, but the enemy sits on that, you know, destiny until this morning is a time of deliverance. Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus, I anoint you, sir. I anoint you, sir. You will go home with liberation, victory in Jesus' name, and a total turnaround in the name of Jesus the Christ. I give you thanks, Father, that you are at work in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Who invited you, sir? He did you a lot of good. We're not anybody. Chairman, bra, 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 bra. You did a lot of good. You invited them. You did this guy's favor. The Lord bless you for bringing these guys here. Because adia mi huno no enkawomo tina efiase proverbially ache. Yeah. Could have sung. It's like somebody is falling into a pit. Now I can't because I'm an enemy dumb. The Lord liberated these gentlemen. Yeah. I don't go preach, baby. Sir, I'm telling you, there is a liberation. There is a liberation. I know what I'm saying. There is a liberation. There is a liberation. Victory is broken forth. after today, me say the real destiny, Emrante, omo real destiny will come out. You will see it. Bless you. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. You can go back to your seat. Yeah. Oh, you may be seated at church. Last whilst we pray for the gentleman. Yeah. You are trusting God for the blessings of the womb. As a couple, may I pray for you? I'll pray with you. Yeah. You know. Sweet, your promotion is due. I know what I'm saying. Very soon, you will receive a letter. It will change where you stay, the car you drive. It will change your portfolio, your life portfolio. I'm serious. Everything about you will change. Absolute swish. Saith the Lord, surely will come to pass. It will not linger. It will not delay. It is overdue. It's overdue. It's overdue. Something that should have happened 3 years ago is now coming in. 3 years ago. It should have happened 3 years ago. It's overdue. Yeah, it should have happened 3 years. Holy Ghost, grant your daughter the honor and the rest. In the name of Jesus, the honor and the rest. Yeah, the honor that is due her. Honor that is rightfully hers. In the name of Jesus, I declare prophetically over your destiny. Your crown is established here. In Jesus' precious name. Bring her less anointing. I declare, sir, in the name of Jesus, the glory of God will accomplish this word. Oh, yes, dear. In Jesus' name. Hey, Ken. Good to see you. The Lord bless you. Can you, both men and women, can you lay your hands on your stomach, and Father, I anoint your sons and daughters. Yeah, miraculously, supernaturally, as you have done it for many, 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 many people. Now is the turn of your daughter and your son. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, a year about this time. 1 year from now, your name will be glorified, Christ Jesus, that you have done it again in a grand style, in Jesus' precious name. I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to satisfy you early. May the lines fall in pleasant places, in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Last but one, the lady in the suite, come. Can we just very short prayer? Hallelujah. This is interesting. There is recovery. Restoration coming to this lovely woman. The Lord is speaking something very interesting to me. Yeah. I see a hand with a very big white sheet wiping your tears. The Lord is telling me to tell you, you will never cry again. You will never cry again. You will never cry again. He wasn't catching it. He was preparing the miracle. It was not delay. It was all part of the process and the plan. And God is telling me to tell you, now your Your time for honor is here. Receive his glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray for our brother. The moment you leave here, sir, your season begins. When a season begins for somebody, it's not your might. It's not your power. An invisible hand pushes you. And that is what we call favor. But that is the invisible hand of the Lord. If God is pushing you, mfani abe for be umbetimi anompo omobua. Mfani umbe ubibetima time wo kwa. O tu edrenye yo bo dienye yi. God's time for you is come. Nyamini push you. Yeah. I anoint you and declare in the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord will never fall to the ground. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. As I close up, I will want to, if you have any keys, car keys, house keys, whatever keys, it's fine. Can you, I just want to use it as a point of contact and let us pray. We are asking God's goodness. It's just a point of contact. Nothing mystical about it. It's just a point of contact. House keys, car keys, store keys, any keys, it's okay. If you don't have it, don't worry, because nothing mystical about it or nothing strange. It's just a point of contact. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to dip your keys in this oil. And then I am praying in the name of Jesus. Every situation that requires an opening, the moment you leave this place, that opening will be established. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let me pray for me, mommy, briefly, and then we can do it, and then we are sweet, how are you? Yes, my dear, where's your mom? She is at home. You came by yourself. Your dad? All right, 2 minutes. I'm going to, sweetheart, can I pray for you? Miss Sirewa, we dear, the Lord is delivering you from something. And oftentimes, you know, sir, this beautiful girl is on the list of God for greatness. Abofrey, this is not the first time you are hearing this concerning this child. This child will be our so away ni so she abofrey na when hunu de mekenya ni efra. This girl is carrying greatness. Abofrey will carry your surname to places you have never imagined. Strange. This child, if we are Kasana, whoever I would die with him, while she was in the womb, the Lord had already spoken about her. So her greatness can never be impeded. Yeah. Pacho, come. Nibra, come. Let's pray for, and then we are. Mommy, we did by Titia. I see God delivering you from something. Soon, Sumon, I see there is a snare. But the Lord is telling me, I will deliver you from the snare. Nene, what will be the essence of KKK? Crawford Archin to Makatom, at the end of the year, they say, you know, I'm marching, soon to know Archin to Makatowity, you know, and you are in your quilt nicely, you don't want any. Crawford Nade, Etum Cromo. And we are, you know, that's my alarm to wake up for prayer.
na ye ye wa iti senye unyami anye ye india nene bae bae no na asichire ni sen. The Bible said he is a rewarder we ye ketu ya fuo na mitu yaka he will all come on. And Father, I honor you. What is not good for your ears? So let me, I cover your daughter in your presence, her household in your presence, her enterprises in your presence, and declare that no weapon formed against her will ever prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you, my dear. This is a special child. I bless you, my dear. In the name of Jesus, may the glory of God lift you. And may the word of the Lord concerning you, every iota of it, come to pass. In Jesus' name, you will carry favor, splendor, and glory. Wherever you step, you will be like Hadassah, Queen Esther. You will be preferred. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Sir, thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. I want 11 families who want to covenant with the Lord on the altar 2022. Just 11 families who wants to honor the Lord with 1,120. Is a prophetic number of value. 1,120 is not for you, it's for your entire household. Yeah, ma'am, God bless you. 1,120. If it is not here, no problem. You have the mobile number on the screen. If not, you can bring it on Sunday and write on the envelope Midnight Cry. 1,120. Can I pray for you? This is for your family. This is the last call. 1,120. 11 people. Can I pray for you? A brand new woman. It can only take a covenant with the Lord to succeed. 1,120 is the last call. Can I pray for you? If it is not here, no problem. You can come and still redeem it. 1,120. Thank you. It has it. 1,120. I trust in God for something. Make a move. Let's see what He will do. 1,120. 11 people. 1,120. Clap for the Mazika. Clap for the Mazika. 1,120. Oh, faithful is your God. 1,120. First of all, a very fertile soil for planting any seed. First of all, 1,120, 11 people. One more person and then I will. The Lord bless you, sir. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you, sir. Sweet. God bless you. Bless you, my dear. Bless you, sir. Bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Oh, you have an envelope. 1,100 and I've got 120. It is not here. You can redeem it up till Sunday. It's fine. I declare in the name of Jesus that this will be covenant, not only for you, but for your household, your spouse, your children. In the name of Jesus, this will be like some kind of divine immunity, divine insurance that preserves protect and defend the name of the Lord over your life. In Jesus' precious name. That when you call, the Lord will answer. In the name of Jesus. And every desire or demand of your heart concerning or regarding the seed, surely it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen. If the seed is here, please, you can engage the altar. If it is not here, no problem. You can bring it up till Sunday. You can also use the Momo. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Lastly, 220. Lastly, you can come to the front and pick up an envelope. 220. Can I pray for you? Thank you. I appreciate it. 220. Only is your seed. The Bible said faith without works is dead. In other words, if we pray, believe in God, the works will be your sacrifice of conviction. Yeah. The Lord bless you, my dear. Melchizedek did that as Abraham. The Lord bless you, sir. Oh, Yaminipa. The Lord bless you, sir. Bless you, my dear. Bless you, sweet. Thank you very much. Bless you, my dear. Thank you so much. A seed of any amount, it's fine. You can pick up an envelope, it can be a coin, it's okay. Whatever. As the Lord touches your heart, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you, sweet. The Lord bless you, dear. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you. The Lord bless you. Abeni, can I tell you something?
So I shed a mehun say, yes, and be bearing me one. Bit me the Marco Dan Quachin. Cheers a me for Jesus. Now, Miss Sum, no, yeah, Quambo Trebi Waho. Mami, tre me wakwan, send you be yamin fool. Me to me atina when I see. Now my yen, yes, tre me wakwan, send you be yamin fool. Me to me at now and I see. Now my share, yes, sir. Quantra for Jesus. When I'm his room, my home crumb crumb. Rame tremme quine. Min fasun sum ye. Happy fool for every week. Men pay boy na ni se. Men kwa denye na mesomo. Irati. Tre, tre, mi wak wansi. Ni mi yamin fool. Mi tu miati na wanasi. Na ma shen. Yes, sir.
see a lifting for your family, you and your family. Yeah. Something very massive. You know, the Lord reward hearts. But in the realm of the spirit, you know, for the past 9 years, God has been raising end time financiers. People, he grants grace and revenue and resources so that they can be able to. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me to tell this gentleman, you are one of those end time financiers. Yeah. One of those end time financiers. Now, if free enough to the 9th month. From now, time I'm no cousin. Bibi be poma my brother here. Free see a woman who cheer me that. From now to the 9th month, you haven't seen anything of that magnitude. And one thing is coming. It's coming. As a matter of fact, you've been expecting it, but it looks like it's dragging. The Holy Spirit, from now to the 9th month, you haven't seen anything of that magnitude. I bless you, sir, in Jesus' name. Go and excel for the sake of the kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Pick up your offering. Let's close. Any amount is fine. Father, thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies, benevolence and generosity. When you take off the offering, you can come and engage the altar. Make sure you touch the altar. Come, 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 come.
Wow, 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 wow. Are you clapping? Are you blessed you came? Every stronghold surrounding you is broken into pieces. Every curse that followed you from the day you were born has been reversed. The prayers you prayed has brought you deliverance. Shall I receive it 3 times? Next week, Friday, we shall be dealing with covenants. Anything that have been covenanted around you, that covenant must be broken. In Jesus' name, rise up on your feet. Begin to thank the Lord and pray in tongues and thank the Lord. Kabaro de debe kato, lore be kata mbadi alabaka dabo, amaya kata brandi debe kodo, mere alabaka susile mere, alanda alabaka sukolo boko boko. I feel the anointing around so broken. Amaya Katori Boda Bakadabs. After you have prayed for so many hours till dawn, every tongues of man that brought you a certain kind of curse that I've been following you from your childhood till now, by the prayers you have prayed, the God that you have called upon is breaking that curse over your head. The curse that is following you to your office, to your home, breaking your marriage, as you have placed your hand upon your head, an angel is coming close to you, breaking that curse over your head. This morning, the curse is broken. every stronghold around your vicinity, in your environment, in your office. Strongholds of office colleagues,
Jesus,
doubling into the occult,
Jesus,
trying to frustrate your advancement.
Hey,
that stronghold is also broken.
Jesus' name,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Put your hand on your chest. I decree and declare
right now
that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Jesus' name.
All those who are incensing against you.
Hey.
Makatoria kata.
Jesus.
Marakata baba.
Jesus.
As you have placed your hand on your chest, may the Lord bless that heart.
Power.
And no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
This morning, you are a blessed child.
Jesus.
Tomorrow, you are a blessed child.
Jesus' name.
Next week, you are a blessed child.
Jesus' name.
The following year, you are a blessed child.
Jesus' name.
Blessed are you being the house.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed are you being the city.
Jesus.
Your going out is blessed.
Hey.
Your coming in is blessed.
Hey.
May the Lord bless your heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Set forth your hand in front of you.
May
money come to you.
Power of God.
Money that is due you,
Jesus,
may it fall upon your hands.
We receive now.
Money that you have not worked for,
yes, Lord,
may it come to you.
We receive now.
May you never lack,
yes, Lord.
Bread and water,
Jesus,
will never cease,
yes, Lord,
to flow in your house,
yes, Lord.
Businesses and contract due you,
hey,
may they fall on your hands,
Jesus.
Even as I'm speaking right now,
yes,
they are falling on your
right
hands.
Now.
That ring must enter your finger.
Jesus' name.
That contract must come into your
hand. Jesus' name. Yes.
That visa must come on your path.
Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Pow. Pow.
You must receive that visa.
Yes, Lord.
Those of you who came forward and they prayed for you for the fruit of the womb, I plant that seed.
Jesus' name, right now.
May that seed enter your womb.
Jesus.
In the realms of the spirit.
Right now.
Even before you meet your husband.
Hey.
Or your husband meet you.
Jesus.
May that seed,
yes,
be planted in your
Jesus.
Womb. I feel the anointing.
Power of God. Power of God.
Anything that is missing around you. If you have been disfavored,
hey,
this morning receive favor.
Jesus, we receive now.
I say receive favor.
We receive now.
Anything that have clouded your face that others can see.
Jesus.
May the Lord remove the cloud.
Power.
That they will see your face.
Yes, Lord.
Your promotion that is on that fire.
Hey!
That deliberately they have closed that fire.
Jesus.
This morning the fire has been opened.
Yes.
And may they remember you.
Jesus.
Contract that they are contending with you.
Hey!
That contract belongs to you, but they are contending.
Contention.
There is contention over that contract.
Allah, thank us.
This morning that contract is for you.
Jesus' name.
The Lord is pushing that contract in.
Yes.
Money shall be like nothing.
Hey.
You'll be blessed today.
Jesus.
You'll be blessed tomorrow.
Jesus.
You'll be blessed on Monday.
Jesus.
You'll be blessed on Tuesday.
Yes, Lord.
Maka. May your enemy remember you and bless you.
Yes.
Your enemies.
Jesus.
They'll remember you and bless you.
Jesus.
Because you are a favor of God.
Power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May the dew of heaven,
yes, Lord,
fall upon you.
Jesus.
Any dryness in your house,
hey,
I speak rain into that house.
Jesus' name.
If your food is running out,
hey,
get ready for a visitation.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's bringing you food.
Divine visitation, Lord.
If they are sucking you from your office,
hey,
get ready. Somebody else about to employ you.
Jesus.
May angels bless you.
Yes, Lord.
May the heaven endorse you.
Jesus.
This morning, may your face shine.
Yes, Lord.
And glimpse of the glory of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
May people see you as you go this morning and ask, where have you been?
Yes.
And tell them,
yes,
I was from the presence of the Lord.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Too much.
God bless you. See you next week, Friday. We started from 10 to 4 a.m. We break covenants. God bless you. Thanks for coming.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.